News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And I am joined now, good morning to you, Minister, by Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien. Before we get into discussing various aspects of housing, Minister, the US election, a seismic election, a very divisive election. Do you have a view or even an opinion on what way it might go?
Well, I think it's so close at the moment, and it appears to, look, everyone knows it's down to maybe six or seven states at the minute, and I'd be loath to call it. I think there's momentum with Vice President Harris. It feels that anyway in the last few days. But, you know, we've had surprises before. I think if we remember 2016 when former President Trump beat Hillary Clinton, that came as a surprise to people as well. And you go back even before that when George Bush beating Al Gore. So, like, elections have been so tight, so close. I think one of the things would be that, like, obviously whoever is president has an impact on us here in Ireland and in Europe as well. So, you know, that's something that we obviously watch very closely. The United States is the largest investor in Ireland.
Is the government worried about a Trump presidency and what it might do, for example, to foreign direct investment here?
I think, look, in fairness, we've been able to navigate that before. I think that's something we've good relations at diplomatic level, actually, obviously excellent relations. And we've so many historical ties with the United States. I think we could manage that through. Obviously, if further hurdles are put in place post it, you know, whoever gets elected, that's something we would manage at the time. But I think our bonds are that strong, both societally and economically, that we would, you know, I'm confident we would be able to manage that through. So there's no fear as such in a presidency. I would not see if there was a presidency of President Trump. Indeed, we've good relations with the Republicans. We've good relationships with Democrats as well in Washington. And we've worked hard to do that over the years through our embassies and through peer-to-peer contact that we would have with people over there. But it's intriguing. It's really close to call. I'm sure loads of people will be staying up Tuesday night into Wednesday morning to
Absolutely.
See what's happening.
I do. I think there's a kind of a deep-seated interest in American politics here in Ireland. Can we move back, obviously, into housing? Minister, over 49,000 new homes commenced in the first 9 months of this year. Do we have a figure yet? We're coming to the end of the year. How many will be completed this year?
We don't, because quarter four, the last quarter is a very important one. And if we look over the last number of years, that's where the majority of a significant amount of housing is actually delivered in the last quarter. We will exceed our target this year, which is about 33,500. The only question is how much we'll exceed that by. And there's projections in the high 30s, maybe even 40,000 this year. But delivery in this quarter is really important. We have a strong pipeline. As you rightly said, look, the commencements have been really strong. Actually, over the last 12 months, 60,000 homes have been started, which is an incredible amount. Now, look, still many challenges remain. It's good that we're delivering a lot more new supply. Since I came into government, 125,000 new homes, and that doesn't include student accommodation or any other type of accommodation. That's just in relation to homes. But we've got to accelerate that further. So the last quarter of this year will be important, Ciara. And I think I'm optimistic about it, confident about it too, that we can conclude the year very well with delivering more good social, good affordable and indeed private homes.
Okay. In terms of what the opposition has said, obviously Sinn Féin has launched a housing manifesto and the People Before Profit are today are doing something similar. Both of those are calling for a state construction company.
Yeah.
Why is the government not looking at this? Many people think that having it all in the hands of private developers is a bad idea.
Well, we have the Land Development Agency, and actually People Before Profit voted against that. And what the Land Development Agency is, the state agency to develop idle state land for housing. And last year they delivered 1,000 homes. This year they'll do more than that. We've about 15,000 in the pipeline. It didn't have legislation when I came into government. It had no money. We've now had to recapitalise it. We're providing another $1.25 billion for the Land Development Agency. And that's building on our own land and also partnering with the state. What concerns me about what Sinn Féin and EPP have said is they'd effectively stopped the Land Development Agency. Like, it took 2 years to get the legislation through to get the agency up and running. They're actually now delivering on the ground. Listeners will, I'm sure, have seen Shangana Castle in South Dublin, Dunleary Ratdown, 600 homes. That's their largest direct delivery site. So they're showing what can be done and they're accelerating delivery. So I think it'll be crazy, to be honest with you, to follow either of those two proposals, to shut down the Land Development Agency and to set up this new state building agency. Like, how long would that take? You know, how is it funded? Who's going to work for it? All of those things. I'm not dismissing it completely out of hand. It just, it doesn't make sense in the sense that we have an agency up and running now and it's delivering.
Well, I want to ask you a couple of other things. Living above the shop, this has been talked about for years. It happens in more or less every other city in the world. We seem to not be able to do it because of things like fire regulations. But we also know that we have a significant problem in our urban centres with things like antisocial behaviour that might be helped by having a vibrant community of residents living in the city, going about their business in the evening and creating, I suppose, a different atmosphere. What is the holdup? We have a huge amount of housing stock that we could use if people could live upstairs in our cities. Yes. Why can't we?
Well, look, we've actually, those fire regs that you mentioned were changed over the summer. And that was, look, they were brought in for the right reasons and for safety reasons. They've been updated and amended. That's the first time I think, since about 2014, with 11 years to get there. It's very complex.
It seems extraordinary of itself, Minister, 11 years to change a regulation.
It does. Yeah, it does. Now, it's a really significant piece of work, but it's in place now. And we also have grants to help people, like the vacancy grants that I brought forward, 50,000 for vacant, 70,000 for derelict. We've had 11,000 applications across the country. We want people to use the space above shops.
So are you saying there's no obstacle to that now, that if somebody has two floors above their shop in Talbot Street or in Dame Street or wherever it is, they can rent out flats or apartments or homes there now to people?
Absolutely they can, and they should look at the new fire regs that came out in the middle of this year that will really help. Obviously fire safety is very, very important, so we've looked at best practice in other cities across Europe and indeed the States about other type of fire safety measures if you can't have a separate access or egress. That's actually in place now. There was some reports in the papers over the weekend, and some businesses actually in Dublin looking at the space above their properties.
All right, so I take what you're saying. One last question to you, Minister, which is not on housing. And obviously, we're seeing reported in the papers that somebody has been charged with an alleged assault against Roderick O'Gorman, who was out canvassing. I'm not going to discuss that because that's in train. But in general, for politicians now out canvassing, Is it frightening? Is there a lot of abuse out there? What are you seeing?
No, and I'm out and about, and look, I've been in touch with Roderick to wish him well, and obviously that's a shocking instance. I think 99% of people are absolutely decent. They'll engage with you. You know, the doorsteps is important in Ireland. Like, people are used to their politicians, their TDs calling to their doors, engaging in a very direct way. And I hate to see anything that would actually restrict that. And I can just speak from my own experience. I haven't, thankfully, had that experience. You can have people who disagree with you, absolutely, and in a respectful way. Sometimes you can have more charged conversations too, and lots of support out there as well. But I hate to see this. And I think, you know, there has been a more charged atmosphere, certainly over the last number of years. I think a lot of it, if you don't mind me saying, driven by commentary and social media in particular. And I think that then can come out of that social media platform and, you know, sort of presents itself in person with events like this, where some people are caught up in you know, various different conspiracies or arguments and that. Like, at the end of the day, like, we have a strong democracy here that
Minister.
A really important part of that is engaging directly with people. So I'm sorry to hear it happen, but it's not wholesale. It's a minority, a very, very small minority.
Thank you for joining us this morning. That is Minister for Housing there, Dara O'Brien.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.